You covered. Give them a call for all your LP gas needs at 507-773-4264.
There's some grumblings going around up in the stands, too.
Hey, we're back here at Blue Earth Area High School. We are just waiting, just watching the heavyweights on the mat at the JV level and finishing up those matches, and then we will be rolling right into the placing matches again. We will be contesting the 13 weights, and those 13 weights this year are, just so you're aware, of some weight class changes. 107 is the first weight. 114 is the second. 121 is the third. 127 is the fourth weight. 133 is the fifth. 139 is the sixth weight. 145 is the seventh. 152 is the eighth. 160 is the ninth. 172 is the 10th weight. 189 is the 11th. 215 pounds is the 12th. And the final, 13th and final weight is 285 pounds. So if we call some of those, or we call some weight classes that we're not supposed to because we're used to the old ones, forgive us. But those are the 13 new weight classes this year in high school wrestling. And that was passed last year to move down from 14. And as Sean and I discussed earlier, it's hoping that they will reduce some of the number of forfeits that are that were occurring in the, especially in the smaller classes of wrestling.
Yeah, and there's nothing to this, you know, the state high school league doesn't always make very great decisions, but it's one of those that they could even have just done it for Class A, and yeah. Then if you got conferences where A and AA schools are both there, you just agree that hey, we're going to go by the AA rules, or whoever's the home team.
Yeah,
they get to determine, but yeah, I don't know if wrestling ever needed to go to three classes, but it did, which is maybe
great for
okay.
Participation at the state tournament level.
Correct,
but maybe like you say, and now that the they have girls wrestling at the state level, that we've seen some girls, and I'm not 100% sure. I didn't mention. I believe Drake Engleby's opponent may be a female, Trista Gessler from TCU made the finals. She won by bye, and then she won by a disqualification. So I'm not sure what happened on that disqualification.
But well, of all the females here, I've been most impressed with the
107.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's she from? Triton. Yeah, she's tough.
Adriana Coons. She has impressed us today with her grit and her technique and her never say die attitude.
Yeah.
And she came back hard on Austin Niebuhr there in the semifinals and lost a tough 14-10 match. And, she's been impressed both Sean and I, and I'm sure all the wrestling fans have paid close enough attention to watch. There's one final match on mat two. It looks like they're waiting for this to get done before they announce, and that would make sense for the placing matches. They're going to have them all start at the same time. These are two Martin County Red Bull wrestlers, and there has been very little, if any, action, but now there is a takedown. So this is JV final round, two Red Bull wrestlers, and I'm hoping, nothing against the guy on the bottom, but I'm hoping he gets armbarred and pinned quickly here.
Well, these guys are both big. I think if one of them goes to their back, it's for good.
It looks like it might be, but on that one, he fought his way back to his belly. So the first match we'll see, or the first matches we'll call tonight, are Austin Niebuhr, a freshman from the Longhorns of USC Maple River, and he will face Sam Daigle. Daigle was the wrestler that pinned Jace Casey in the first round in 38 seconds, and then he pinned a La Crescent wrestler, eighth grader, in a minute 21. So Daigle, a seventh grader from Worthington, taking on Niebuhr, a freshman from the Longhorns. So we will call that one. Jace Casey was eliminated.
No, he's wrestling for fifth.
Excuse me. Yep. He was not eliminated. He dropped down to the fifth place match, so we'll call that one as well. Casey from Blue Earth area will wrestle Rislov from La Crescent, and he is an eighth grader. So Casey, a freshman, will wrestle Rislov, an eighth grader from La Crescent, and we'll have that match as well for fifth place.
I do believe they're going to just keep rolling, too. It won't be like the section tournament where
they wait for another.
Where the,
yeah.
So no They do that for no advantages in the true second match, so both matches start at the same time, the
but
first and
no
third.
True but second here.
So yeah, so we're just going to, I think, they'll roll, just through, roll through them.
Which would be wise.
Yep.
And they want to get these kids out of here and back to their, it's been a long enough day.
Yep.
I'm sure, I don't know what time weigh-ins were.
Yep, but see,
I'm sure some of these teams got up at 6 in the morning and headed this way.
It's just the evolution of wrestling. Back in the day, you know, back in the old Doc Russ days, it was the preliminaries and everything, and then they'd actually probably clear the gym sometimes and bring you back in for the finals and start
charge you another set of admission.
Yeah. So I mean, this isn't out of the norm, but it's out of the norm in the last probably decade. Of the coaches and fans have decided, hey, we want to get them in and out. Back in the day, it was, hey, we're going to be there all day, we're going to have a nice introductions and everything for the finals. It was a big deal. So they've kind of changed their tune on that. It's more of a, hey, we're going to, these kids have other things going on, these parents have other things going on, we're getting them in and out. So yeah. Not that they did today, but the JV, there was 60, which is awesome.
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome that there's that many JV kids, 69 matches twice in two rounds, which is good. The numbers for wrestling have been down a little bit today. They look up a little bit,
yeah.
But it still makes for a long day when the when one JV round lasts longer than two varsity rounds.
So now we've just completed the final JV match on the middle mat with one of the Red Bull wrestlers pinning the other. And now, you know, I look down at the floor and you see those three really nice mats. The one that comes to my attention, that strikes my attention, is the one in the middle that says,
yes.
Richard Maher gone yet not forgotten. Obviously, this invitational's name, the Dick Maher invite, that obviously is Richard Maher. And those that remember him, remember him fondly. Dick was a heck of an individual, and we miss him every day. And that mat was donated by a gentleman named Steve Erdahl. He bought that mat and donated it in honor of Richard Maher. So we want to thank him again. And those three mats look pretty good right next to each other on the gym floor, don't they, Sean?
Yes, they do. Funny you brought that up, because I was just looking at it and thinking in my head a few Maher stories I have from back in the day.
But we cannot tell on the radio.
They were good. I always appreciated my conversations with Dick.
I always appreciate all the interactions I had with Dick, not just the conversations.
Yes.
But, he's missed. And by those who knew him, we remember him finally. For those that didn't, we're sorry you didn't get to know him.
The world probably misses people like Dick.
You
guys who were, hey, this is the way it is. Deal with it. We've kind of lost that, and Dick was good at that. And
he was fantastic at that. So on the middle mat, we've got Austin Niebuhr, freshman from the Maple River USC Longhorns. He faces the Worthington seventh grader, Sam Daigle. Daigle's got a little height advantage on him. And from watching Daigle wrestle so far today, he doesn't look a whole lot like a seventh grader. Looks like he's got a lot of mat time.
Nope. I'll keep my eyes on the Casey match down here.
Yeah, Casey's wrestling Rizlov from La Crescent. Rizlov, an eighth grader. Jace Casey, a freshman for Blue Earth Area. So that's the fifth place match. And on the championship mat, Daigle gets a takedown to lead Niebuhr 3-0 in the championship match.
And Casey gets the opening takedown, take a 3-0 lead.
And the wrestler we were super impressed with over there, Adriana.
Did she win
Coons
by fall already?
Won by fall in the first period. Yeah, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. Daigle now has Niebuhr on his back with 50 seconds left, and it is close. And it is... Official Graf is trying to get a good look at it to see if his shoulder's down. And adjusting his Daigle. 30 seconds now. Niebuhr does a nice job of trying to roll through now. He's getting rolled back. Is he going to get a... Daigle going to get that reverse half? Or a half, or something that can lift, put pressure on the neck to lift that up. Get the fall, 10, 15 seconds.
Casey has given up an escape and now leads 3-1. La Crescent hit in on a double, but they're going to go
eight,
off the mat.
7, 6, there's a fall. So Daigle wins by fall and is the champion of the Dick Maher invite at 107, our first champion of the evening. And Austin Niebuhr finishes in second place.
What's the lacrosse kid's name? Rizlov?
Rizlov, yep.
Takes the shot again. Casey Sprawls got a little front head. Only 5 seconds left, though. And Jace is going to take a 3-1 lead into the second period. Now, see, I don't think Jace weighs a whole fun. He doesn't look like he weighs a whole 107, does he?
No, he looks a little light for that.
Is enough. I don't see his mother around, but there's probably some Blue Earth fans here to her short right or short left that might let us know.
Yeah.
This looks a little light. Maybe does.
And up on mat one now is who's that for?
That's a Grizzly through the headlock there at 114.
On mat one?
Yeah,
you're talking about
no,
mat two.
I'm talking mat two. That's
yep. I'm talking mat one is Walzer and Larson. So Walzer, a Longhorn. Alex Walzer, freshman, in the third place match against Dominic Larson. Larson, an eighth grader from Worthington. So eighth grader Larson against freshman Walzer. Walzer trails 3-1 going into the second period.
Jace has gotten a reversal now. It leads 5-1. Oh, Jace going to get a takedown? Oh, he got the reversal. He's trying to work an inside cradle. He's got his elbow in the neck. That's good. Doing a lot of good things. Trying to run a power half now. Big steps. He might get this, Ted.
Yep. 11 seconds left. He's getting near fall.
Oh, just sink that down. Don't get
it. Get it.
There you go.
Fine, come on.
Good job.
Oh, he let his shoulder up. Dang it.
There he goes.
Gonna run out of time.
Yeah, he was readjusting.
Yep. This is gonna lead 9-1.
Oh, Engleby's up on mat one.
Engleby in the championship match. He's wrestling TCU's Trista Gassler. Gassler, a sophomore from Tri-City United. And Engleby, a sophomore from Blue Earth area. So Trista, she is got to the finals. First round was a bye. The second round she won by disqualification. Drake Engleby with the takedown leading 3-0 over Gassler.
And Jace started down in the third period again too, so he still had 9-1. What do we got going?
That's Walzer trails 3-1. With 30 seconds left in the second period. Walzer from the Longhorns. Alex Walzer, freshman, trails 3-1. He gave up the opening takedown, got an escape. He was down to begin the second period. And gave up. Actually, was ridden out until just now, got an escape. So now it's 3-2.
Trails 3-2. Engleby has given up a reversal here. So he and but now
oh,
he
hold on, he's
escape.
Up. He's say, yep, my fault. He's up 4-1. Sorry.
Engleby leads 4-2 after a takedown, a reversal by Gessler, and then an escape by Engleby. Jace, don't do that. Oh, Jace, don't.
Jace leads 10-1, okay. And now he just gave up a 3-point takedown, but he was in danger of giving up a near fall, which he did not. So that's a good thing.
Fireman's carried to his back. He almost didn't, but he fought that off good.
That's where Sean was going, no. So Engleby takes a 4-2 lead into the second period.
Oh, don't get cradled.
Gassler, Engleby defers. Gassler chooses down. So Engleby leads 4-2. And
don't give up your elbow.
Takes
again,
the top
Jace.
Position in the second period. Gassler comes to a tripod. Engleby able to scoop that leg out and break her down.
Watching this, Coach Paffinger has not lost love for sports or love for kids.
No.
He down there, he looks like he's right in the action. That's awesome to see. And Jace is doing a good job, but I don't know what. Get the wind knocked out of him or something?
A 4-1 lead for Walser.
Ingleby still leads 4-2 in the second. A lot of action now after we sat around. A lot of stuff going on.
Yep.
Ingleby looking for a cradle.
He's got it locked up. Now he just needs to take it back.
A little close to the knee.
Yep. Needs to adjust, and he does. He's going to get some near fall here. Not yet. Now he is. Yep. 2-3 count. 4 count. There it is.
Get down and see position. It's pinnable. He's in a good position here.
Yeah. He's got to come up on his toes, though. Come off your belly and bear down with your... Got to bring his elbows together. Bring his elbows together and squeeze down.
He's going to have at least an 8-2 lead. Oh,
Gessler does a nice job of fighting off of that. He gets a 4-point near fall. Time, stop the time, guys. Clock, 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 clock. Yep, there we go. Should be 48. 15 seconds ran off the clock while they were out of bounds.
All right, Jace back action. 30 seconds left, 25 seconds left. He leads 11-4. Nothing to your back here, Jace. Stay in good position. Oh, get that. Pull that elbow. He does it again. Okay.
There he goes. Don't leave your elbow behind. And especially not now with
pull
this
that
short
elbow.
Time.
I guarantee
Five,
you this gets
four. He's got him flattened out. Now he's going to win.
All
Casey's
right,
going to get fifth.
Well done, Jace. That was a well-wrestled match. You did a lot
Seven
of good
four.
Things.
And Jace is a freshman. So 114 here. And I missed the conclusion of that match. Walser Larson.
I think
Walser won. He was ahead.
Where's Larson from?
Larson's from Worthington.
Okay.
I believe Walser won. Engleby gets
Gasser
briefly
through a nice headlock
on his back, but he rolled through it.
That was a nice headlock she threw. Now who's on mat one? Another Longhorn.
Yep. So that must be 127.
121.
121. Oh, yep. Yep.
Sparks.
There you go. Sparks and Canales He. Sparks gets a 3-point takedown, and now he's working for near fall, working aggressively for that near fall. Has an inside cradle now.
Ingleby goes into the third period up.
8-3.
And he chooses down.
Work his way up.
Gessler tries to throw in a couple legs, but she's a little high here.
Yeah.
Oh,
but she's got him broken down to his stomach.
Stretched out.
Got to get his legs back. Got to get his neck back. She's got a power half and a leg in. He can't let that happen, and he's letting it happen again. Now he's on his belly.
This isn't the first time she's wrestled either.
No. For sure. She's trying to power half him, but she doesn't have a leg in at this point. Engleby gets called for stalling. Now she locks up cradle. Does she have it locked?
She does with the cross face. Nope, she don't have a lock.
Nope, he fought off the lock. Grabbed that wrist. Nice job of doing that. But he did get called, warned for stalling. So Engleby has a 5-point lead, but has now been warned for stalling. He's got to get up and get away, Drake.
Trying to reach back, grab a leg.
Yep. Just get up.
He needs to just
stand
get
up.
Feet.
Stand up. And Sparks now leads 7-0. Actually gets a fall. Yep. Sparks wins by fall. So he's a third place finisher.
Ingleby gets warned again. He gives up a point. Now he leads 8-4. Gassler's got a leg in. We got 25 seconds left. So anything but a 4-point near fall. Ingleby now has her arm, so she's got him stretched back out again, though.
I wouldn't be surprised if he gets called for stalling again. Yep,
and he does.
There it is. That's a point.
Yep. So now it's 8-5.
And she's trying to turn him, but she does not able to do so.
Yep. So he
survives a close 8-5 decision, and he's the champion of the Dick Maher Invitational. Drake Engleby from Blue Earth area.
Good for him. He puts in a lot of time in the offseason into wrestling. I know he goes to numerous camps, and good for him. Good tournament for Drake.
Yep.
And now we get the other Blue Earth area buck in the final, Timmy Nagel against Gonzalez. This is not the first time these two have wrestled, I know that.
I'm pretty sure of that, yeah. So Nagel, Gonzalez on the middle mat, wrestling for the Maher Invite Championship at 127 pounds. And that's the only area wrestler on the mat right now, but they're both of them from the area. Got the Longhorn and the Buck facing off in the finals. Stalking each other out front. Gonzalez with a snap, but unable to do any spin. I have to believe that these two know each other's strengths. Gonzalez tries to... Tried to pop him up and then go low, and he was close to getting the takedown, but Nagel reacted very well. Fought that off. Nagel goes for a low single. Gets himself out of position, but is able to recover.
Little duck under by Gonzalez to a single. Timmy's trying to fight that off with a whizzer, putting weight on it. Gonzalez got it treetop now. Timmy tries to do a backflip and he comes out. And he did it. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I remember watching Ty Peterson do that. Ty didn't land on his neck quite like Timmy did there, but.
But he fought it off.
Yep, he got
26 seconds and counting, 0-0 tie in the championship at 127. I would say that so far, been kind of shot, counter.
Yes. Yep.
And no real true aggressor, but maybe I'd say edge to Gonzalez a little bit.
Yep. Well,
the aggressiveness.
That single was... he was in position to score there. Timmy did a good job.
Nagel wins the flip. So in this case, with a 0-0 tie, you want to score first. And so he goes down. Does not defer to the third period. Now he's going to try and get an escape or a reversal to score first. So that if it ends up in ultimate overtime, you get choice. I believe that's still the rule.
Yes. I have not heard differently.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Timmy up to his feet. Gonzalez lifts and returns.
He stays on his base, though. Does not go down to his belly. Now he's got to work up to a tripod or hit a switch or something, but he's got to come up. So Gonzalez riding spiral ride, and it is definitely a parallel ride. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I would.
So if he doesn't start doing something to improve, I think
it's amazing that in this position it's the top guy, but if he throws that leg in, it becomes the bottom guy.
Yeah. Well, and I saw referee Pat Earlbeck take his whistle out of his mouth and say something to the wrestlers, and I think he probably was urging
some action.
Yeah. Saying, hey, you can't just ride parallel. And that's exactly what he's doing right now.
Yep.
He's doing
this should warrant a stalling call here on Gonzalez.
Yes.
Just like last match, that warranted stalling calls on Engleby.
Yep. And Gonzalez gets called for stalling, riding parallel.
Kind of looks at like the ref, like, what did I do? And The ref is like,
nothing. That was the problem. What you were doing was riding. And in college, that'll get you riding time points. In high school, it'll get you called for stalling.
Yeah.
So
a little bit different.
50 seconds left.
All right, and now he's got Timmy down to his belly.
Yep. But again, definitely riding parallel. And Timmy's just got to get up again. Now you want to get away. 31 seconds, 30, 29. Matt returns Timmy. Timmy's got to pop right back up. And he's now on his base. Pop right back to your feet, Timmy. And at some point, he's going to become Tim.
Yep.
I just don't think ever for us.
No, it's always little Timmy.
Yeah. Because he's been wrestling for a long time on the varsity and around the JV, and so he's was always little Timmy.
Plus, his dad was my drill partner, so I get a little leeway there, too.
So that Matt Tapper tapped him with fully 2 seconds left on the clock. But wasn't going to change.
Maybe they're in a hurry to get out here, too. Save a second. So Timmy unable to get away there. Now Gonzalez will go down.
But Gonzalez has been called for stalling.
Correct.
Although I don't see him getting another stall call from underneath or from their feet.
Yeah.
The top was where you were going to get his stall call on him because
it just stinks when you get written out.
Yeah. He was doing nothing but riding.
And Timmy's got to get away, though. You got to be able to get away.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. And Gonzalez is able to get away there. And so he takes a 1-0 lead. So Timmy needs to press the action since he's gotten the stall call elicited against Gonzalez in the last period. Another stall call would tie this match at 1. But right now they're just stalking each other.
A minute 20 left. Head-to-head, ear-to-ear.
But you're not going to win a match unless you score more than the guy ahead of you when he's ahead in points. So can't just ride this out.
Nope, he's got to be the aggressor here.
And thus far, not. Longhorn and Buck on mat 3 for 5th place. So who's that? That would be...
That'd be at 130.
And for 5th.
You know, Timmy's got 40 seconds here. He's still down 1-0. Just got warned for stalling. Timmy did.
That must be 145, Bassett and Peterson?
I'm guessing.
Yep, that's Bassett and Peterson.
Correct. 20 seconds left. Timmy hasn't taken
Timmy,
a shot.
Timmy, you got
to
go. You got to go. You're not going to get a takedown unless you shoot. 12 seconds. Keep pushing the pace. You might get a stall call and tie this up. Come on, Timmy.
Nope, that just saved Gonzalez a little shot there.
Yep. And he didn't really commit to that either. He just kind of little half shot. Well, it's going to end 1-0. Gonzalez is going to win. So at 127... the Longhorn is victorious. Noah Gonzalez, sophomore, defeats Timmy Nagel, junior, by a score of 1-0.
Well, we got Carson Petrie and Pierce Roman. This, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, this one will be fun.
Yes. No, this could be a good one. Peterson is leading Bassett down here 6-2 on Matt. 3. Peterson in on a single. Bassett's going to give up the takedown and does. 9-2. And who's the Longhorn on?
Longhorn TCU on Matt. That'd be a third place match.
Yeah, that's got to be 133 probably.
Yeah, I think it is.
Ignashevsky.
Factor and Ignashevsky. So Factor leads Ignashevsky 3. No, other way around. Ignashevsky leads Factor 3-0. Now Factor gets an escape. It's 3-1 in the first period.
Factor, that's a wrestling name from the Cleveland area back in our center area. Cleveland.
Well, Cleveland. Then it makes sense he's from TCU.
Le Center, Cleveland's on their own yet. Le Center name. That's a Le Center name. Peterson does end up turning Bassett over and pinning him. So,
Bassett with a sixth place finish.
Yep, Peterson gets fifth.
145.
Nick Nashevsky is ahead in the first period. No, only 3-1, and he's on the. Oh, he's trailing three. Oh,
he's up
4-3.
4-3. He's down now. So he must have been taken down.
Yep.
It was 3-1. I don't know how we got to 4-3 then, because they were on there. Oh, takedown. Yeah, duh. So 3-1 and a 3-point takedown.
Yep.
Still having 3-point takedowns throwing me a little bit. Still yet today. We'll get on page with that. So this one will be a fun one in the middle.
Yeah,
one.
That little inside trip there tried by Roman. Fought off by Petrie. Now they're going to get in a scramble. And Roman gets the opening takedown there. Ignashevsky was able to get away. So he's got
tied
his match
4-4 at the end of the first period. So beginning in the second period, 4-4 tie. Ignashevsky. Down here on mat one for that third place match, and Ignashevsky now trails 5-4 as his opponent chose down and was able to escape. So now he has a 5-4 disadvantage, down by one, but lots of time left. Minute 22 in the second period left, and the middle mat is stopped for some blood, the way it looks. Roman was bleeding, now he's not anymore. They're just cleaning up the mat. Ignashevsky is in danger of giving up a takedown. He's on his hip, but he's now trying to roll through his opponent, trying to pull an arm, and he does. Now that's a takedown. Ignashevsky now trails 8-4. 8-4, but he's able to immediately escape. 8-5. Should he be able to secure a takedown, it would be tied at 8-8. Petrie trying to get away with 10 seconds left. Trying to score before the end of the period, and so far unable to do so. They want a stall call, but it shouldn't have been there. He did a nice job of trying to work up. And on his hip again, in danger of giving up that same takedown he just gave up, and he will. 11-5. He trails. And he's flat on the mat with 4 seconds left in the second period. Second period is going to end with Ignashevsky trailing 11-5.
Oh,
Roman.
They both were on their back, and Roman comes out on top, and he's got Petrie in a headlock in the middle of the mat.
He's not got near fall yet, but he's going to start getting it here pretty soon.
He's going to settle this in. He's got plenty of time.
And he does. This might end in fall. Roman's got it tight with a lot of time. Minute 12.
Yeah, that arm's all the way across.
There it is.
From back to pin.
And Roman, probably the one we were looking forward to the most tonight.
Yep.
And Roman able to come out on the scramble. And
I think he's got the teacher kid was he was out cold. He didn't even know that he got pinned.
Really?
Yeah, I think he took a second there to wake up. That was tight. Contemplating throwing his headgear, but he's holding on to it.
Which is good.
Yep. Okay. Ignashevsky still trailing 11-5.
And he's there's also a Isn't there a Longhorn on mat one, three? There's Matt Longhorn on mat one.
Yes, and
Matt Mischewski trails 8-11-5. Who's on three? He has fifth place match with Worthington and.
Yes, he's got to be up higher. Bassett was just there. This must be. That's not a Gazzaga Gonzalez. Must be 160 then, and Mattoon.
Yep, I think you're right.
Mattoon versus Worthington. Mattoon versus Josiah Venegas.
So
scoreless.
32 seconds left in the Mischewski match. He trails 11-5. His opponent gives him an escape, so it's 11-6.
Mattoon looking for a bear hug. Doesn't get it. And who is Murphy wrestling here on the Tucker Sluzicek? Oh. This kid's tough. I remember watching him wrestle at the section tournament last year when I called the one up in Orono.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, TCU is in that section with Maple River and Orono and Watertown. And
this is kid. Waterville in that section? The Grizzlies?
No.
Okay.
No, but this
they're,
kid's good.
They're a 2A school, right?
I think.
Or did they just move back down to A?
They must have just moved back down to A. They were not in that section last year.
Okay.
I thought they were in our section.
Ignashevsky.
Yeah,
they are. They are. Yep, they dropped last year, didn't they?
Yep.
Yep.
So Mattoon ends the first period scoreless in the fifth place bout at 160. I forgot about this kid. I remember watching him. He's tough. This will be a good win for Murphy. Murphy's a junior. Skluzicek is a sophomore.
Murphy trails 3-0. And they're just finishing up, mopping up the mat. Stauffer and Parpart wrestling for third on mat one. Stauffer from the Martin County Red Bulls and Parpart from Waseca. That's a third place match at 160, I believe.
Mattoon tries the headlock as he leads 1-0 for fifth place.
He's got it. Got 3-point takedown, and now he's getting near fall. And if he picks up the head, he's going to get a fall because there's a minute 20 left. Pull him on the mat. There it is. Mattoon wins by fall for the fifth place match.
So let's see. We're going to be at 172 there. That'll be Bullerman.
And Wirtz will be, well, but Wirtz isn't up yet. Wirtz will be in the third place match.
Yep.
Bowerman's in the fifth place match.
I think the fifth and sixth place match is a weight or two ahead.
Yeah, I think they are too. I think there's been more falls there, and I think there was one that didn't get contested. So
yep, so Bullerman is the only one we got now. Bullerman versus Worthington. Levi Henning's a senior also. Of course, Bullerman's a junior. Well, this fifth place match is always a big one because you don't want to start your year winless. You got to try to get that fifth place win. Bullerman in on a single. Try to
and depending on the bracket, you may have had a bye to the fifth place match. So like you say, you might not have a win.
Correct.
To get there. If the bracket was full, you'd have to have, but...
Correct. Yeah, let's see here.
Parpart's up 11-0 on Stauffer.
Okay, Bullerman, yeah, Bullerman won that first match. Okay, so he did win into the semis. I thought he had a bye. So my fault.
Yeah.
Bullerman does get the takedown, takes a 3-0 lead.
But you'd like to end up with more wins than losses today.
Yeah, or at least even up.
Or at least even up, yep.
Got a lot of blood today.
Yes, we have. That may be why we're here
the COVID vaccine.
Later than we were last year. You're blaming what? The COVID year?
The COVID vaccine. That's a joke, people.
Blame
That's
it all. I'm not saying a word. I'm not traveling down that path at all.
Bullerman out of
gets
bounds.
Takedown.
Still ahead 3-0 as they go off the mat. Murphy chooses down in the championship match against Kluzicek.
Going in the second period, trailing 3-0.
You're talking about drill partners earlier, Murphy and Petrie.
Yeah.
Weight apart.
Yeah. Yes. Parpart has his stoffer on his back, and that's going to end this match either by fall or by tech fall in the second, early in the second period.
And Bullerman has given up an escape, now leads 3-1.
So who beat Parpart in the semis? Because he's looking good right now. Murphy with the reversal.
He's got an inside cradle locked up.
Oh, got a two count. He's going to get two.
And now he's got a clasping hand. Ooh.
What do we got? Well, you think that was a little premature?
That stings, too. That's twice today we've seen, or three times we've seen that. Will Wirtz tried to chop, break a kid down and missed, and his hands hit, and they called clasping here. Murphy has the inside cradle locked up. The kick kind of gets out of it, so it's no longer a pinning combination, and they nail him for clasping almost immediately.
Yeah.
Bullerman starts the second period up, leading 3-1. And gives up an escape. Will be now 3-2. The ref finally gives it. Bullerman in on a single. To a double and scores the takedown.
So down there for the third place match, that is not a local wrestler.
Nope.
That's Tri-City and the Grizzlies and the Titans down there. So Murphy leading 5-3. Did they decide to give the clasp or not? They're talking.
And they're discussing it. Bullerman leads 6-3 as Hennings bull rushes him off the mat.
Halfway through the second period, Bullerman match. So Bullerman ear to ear, up 6-3 on their feet, middle of the second period. Time ticking down. He's got control of the wrist, not a whole lot of action going on. And they call a stalemate. I think if Mr. Earlbeck were calling that match, that may have been a double stall warning. In that case, it ended up being a stalemate.
They're going to go 5-3 here. Hennings shoots. Bullerman snaps him down and reshoots.
Really. Grizzly coach. Coach is trying to figure out the score. And oh, so Murphy trails 5-3. Yep.
He must not have got any near fall there, though.
Nope, he just got a reversal, right?
Yeah, must have.
Or an escape, and no.
He got an escape. And a reversal?
You can't get an escape and reversal.
No, you got an escape in the first.
Yep. Yeah, then the reversal. Well, now they just called that two, so they're giving the points to the wrong. They're either giving the points to the wrong guy, or.
No, Murphy was ahead 5-3.
Yeah,
he was ahead 5-3.
Yes. Now he just gave up
a 5-point move to his back.
Yep.
So now he trails 9-5.
6-point move, yeah.
Yes. Bullerman
two and
still ahead 6-3 in the down position with a minute 45 left in the third. Pretty slow moving, uneventful match. Not a lot of action.
Bullerman gets called for stalling. Warned. So he's got to start moving. He's up by three, but now he's been warned for stalling. Murphy's trying to get away here or get a reversal, and then he's going to Looks like he might be able to do that, get a reversal. And he does. 9-7, but now he's high. Got to get back. 9 seconds. And now he's just trying to ride 2 seconds. 1 second, time's up. So 9-7. Skluzicek's choice, correct?
I do believe, yep.
Yep. And he's ahead 9-7 and chooses down.
So no more stalling calls or anything in the Bullerman fifth place match, but it's been in the middle of the match. Now Bullerman finally hits a switch and is going to score. He's going to take an 8-3 lead.
With 35 seconds left in the match, so hoping Cope can hold on for fifth place.
Let's see here, this changes the strategy too. So this is like old school being down one. You let him go and take him down. It's a tie even though you're down two.
Right, exactly. .141 and ticking in the Skluzicek Murphy match.
Bullerman.
Murphy trailing
Jennings
by
get
two.
Up to his feet.
And Bullerman
going to get fifth place with an 8-5 decision over Hennings from Worthington.
And Wirtz should be following up here shortly on mat one.
This has probably been the best high quality technical match we've seen today.
Yeah.
Oh. You call Murphy for clasping again.
So now you got to get two takedowns.
Yeah.
Or a takedown and a near fall. So I think he should have employed your strategy, Sean, where he let him go and take him down for a tie. Now he's got more than one he needs.
Especially someone like Skluzicek, just from watching him here a little bit, is comfortable with mat wrestling.
Yeah. And he doesn't get out of position too often.
No.
Murphy trying to put pressure forward.
He's going to try to turn him. This is,
like you say, a lot to ask for a guy who mat wrestles pretty well.
Yeah.
Stalling on Skluzicek, warning. 34 seconds and counting. We just need a three count to tie it. He's trying to. And
Murphy's working him pretty good here with the leg in, working the kind of a guillotine. Going to get another stalling call.
Yep. It's a two-point match, but he's going to have to get a two-count to tie it, and he's not going to turn him. Skluzicek's going to win 10-8. Good match.
Good match.
Now, like you say, that two-point victory felt more like a one-pointer in the old days.
Yes.
Yeah. So, what are we at here? We got a Red Bull on mat.
That's Faber.
One at 60, right?
So we're in the finals here. We got a Red Bull in the finals against the Longhorn White Walters. This is 45.
52. Lang and Larson?
Yep. Okay, 145. Who's White Walters wrestling from the Red Bulls?
At what weight?
45, I do believe, or 40.
Yep.
Paplo. Tori Paplo versus Wyatt Walters.
Oh, yep.
For
on
the
middle mat for
championship.
So Paplo from the Red Bulls of Martin County and Walters from the Longhorns of USC Maple River. This ought to be a good one, too.
Yep.
Paplo with a cement mixer type action that just rolls through. Now he's trying to Walter's got to keep that elbow, and he does. Now Papel is able to get rid of the elbow, but spins out of bounds on the takedown attempt. So still 0-0. Paplo tries to... He's got a front head right now. Out in front of him. Head in the middle of his back. Stalemate. Referee Gary Height watching him. They're forehead to forehead now. Walters shoots. Papel's able to scoot around, and he's going to get a takedown on the go-behind. Paplo leads 3-0. Now they're out of bounds. Walters a senior, Paplo a junior. And over there on mat one, the Red Bull is tied 0-0. Lang and Larson. Lang is a freshman. And Larson is a junior. Tied 0-0 going into the second. Lang chooses down. Paplo controls his match thus far 3-0 with 5 seconds left. The clock running, and they're in the middle of the mat. Walters will be unable to score any points in the first period. So trails 3-0 going into the second period. We don't have anybody down on mat three, do we?
Nope.
Nope.
Okay. This is the Longhorn here and the Red Bull there if we want.
Yep. Lang up to his feet and is able to get away and build a 1-0 lead in the second period. Paplo comes in with that, and it almost looks like an uppercut, but it's meant to jack up the upper body so then he can... They'll react by going down, and then he goes around, which he does, and he gets a takedown. 6-0. Walter's able to get away. 6-1. And you can't trade escapes for takedowns anymore and have a close match. And Papel is going to get another takedown with a spin. Now he's got a cross face, and he's elevating that near leg, trying to get a...
I was working a cradle.
Yep. Was trying for a cross face.
Yes, and he's going to let him go again here. Minute 10 left.
And. Yep. 1 point for Walters. 9-2. And Paplo with another takedown. If he spins a little more, got to spin a little more.
He does.
12-2. Oh, now he lets him go again.
We got a buck down here.
Buck and a Titan.
So the fifth place matches are over, so this is Will Wirth wrestling for third.
Okay.
And he had a takedown, and he gave it up and ends up getting scored on. The TCU wrestler takes the 1-0 lead. Or 3-0 lead, 1 takedown lead.
This is Kelly, Torin Kelly, sophomore from TCU versus Will Wirth, sophomore, Blue Earth area.
Paplo takes Wyatt Walters down again and leads 15-3 at the end of the second here.
Kelly was able to...
Oh, now he's going to get a bar quick here, maybe.
Kelly was able to pin Bullerman in the last round.
He gets the 2 count, so it's 17-3.
Where it's in danger of going over in a cradle. And he's able to fight it off thus far, but now he's going back.
Yep. So Wirtz on his back. He's in trouble.
And he's pinned. So Wirtz will finish in fourth place.
Not a bad tournament for Will, though. He wrestled a really nice...
Opening round and a really nice wrestle back. Concy, yep.
Semifinal. And Paplo wins by technical fall. So now we're at 152. Should be Gonzalez.
I wonder if they'll go 3 mats for the championships.
I'm guessing they will.
Yeah, I think they're ready to get out of here.
If it was 6 o'clock, they wouldn't. 5:30, they probably wouldn't. But
yeah,
6:30, I'm guessing they will. So now we got Diesel Butler wrestling for third on mat 3,
And Lang up 4-0, but now gets reversed with 3 seconds left in the second period. So now it's 4-2. Lang leads the Red Bull freshman.
Noah's opponent from La Crescent is
on what? Wait,
52.
Denalek. Henry Denalek. Sophomore.
Scramble on the edge of the mat there.
Diesel's over there for fifth place
with a
Grizzly wrestler who is Lang's now still up 4-2, still riding in the third period, but Diesel's opponent is Sheehy, Cabin Sheehy, Grizzly, sophomore. Sophomore versus senior. Grizzly versus Longhorn. And a minute 27 left in the Lang match. Lang now leads 4-3. Oh, must have given up a clasp or a penalty point because he was on top. And somehow the Worthington wrestler got a point.
Gonzalez.
See how it happened. Gonzalez in the
still,
middle.
Still scoreless in the first. Minute left. Feeling each other out in the middle. Lacrosse and wrestler there, and then kind of a fireman's got Gonzalez on his hip.
The Lancer's definitely in a position that he can score here if he finishes, and he does. 3-point takedown for Denalek.
Looking for some near fall here. Gonzalez bailed just in time. They just said championship matches on all three mats.
I heard that, yes. So we will be getting out of here earlier.
Excuse me.
Not that it's early. Last year, I think we were done by like 4 o'clock.
Yep. So, okay, here's what we got going here. Lang is now behind. 6-7.
Now, but he just reversed his kid.
To get it to 6-7. Lets him up. Gonzalez trails 3-0 in the championship match at 152. Butler is going.
Lang has 14 seconds trying to get a takedown, and if he gets it, if it's a, you know, it's a 3-point takedown, he would win by one.
Yeah, Butler is ahead 1-0 via an escape early in the second period.
4-3-2. What do we got? 1 point green. What did he do?
I don't know, but Earl back didn't like it.
No. But, so Lang got a penalty point for something. Not sure what. And then score ends 8-7. Gonzalez on his back. Yeah. Denalek did a nice job of turning him there in the beginning of the second period.
Well, that was a takedown to his back, I thought.
Was it?
Maybe not. Gets a 4-point near fall either way, so 7-0 must have been down.
Yep. Maybe he got on his feet, didn't get away, and it looked like a takedown, yep. So, nobody.
Butler on his back, got thrown in a headlock.
Titan Cobra matchup on mat one. And Butler.
Butler loses by fall.
And we are, Gonzalez is now down 10-0.
Another near fall. This kid from La Crescent.
Or maybe they finally caught that takedown you were talking about.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yep, probably. They just hadn't put the points on the board yet. Trying to follow three mats is
high quality.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got the, is this Chase Gamble for third place down here?
So I hope the engineer's back at the station since it was 4 o'clock last year, and it's going to be 7 at least before we get out here. They better get overtime.
Yeah.
I don't know about the talent, but for sure the engineers.
Is this Gamble for third? Oh, Gamble's taken down to his back.
Gamble for third. And
let's see, last year they're out of bounds. This year they're inbounds.
To his back, yep, that one saved him. 1 point in. Now he's got 2 points in, but it Before that, he only had 1 point in bounds.
Yep, Gonzalez gets an escape. What is this kid's name? Deflamic?
Denalic.
Denalic.
D-O-H-N-A-L-I-K. Denalic.
Gets a takedown. Take a 13-1 lead.
Isaiah's a good wrestler.
Yes, Isaiah's a good wrestler.
And he's getting worked here.
Yeah.
Denalic is a
high quality
wrestler. It'd be interesting to see where he ended up last year. Gamble loses by fall.
But fourth place.
So at the end of the second period, it is 13-1. Isaiah Gonzalez Sr. from Longhorn Senior Trails, his sophomore. He's got he's got 3 years left, including this one,
yep.
Denalic. Gonzalez gets on top to begin the third period, trailing 13-1. Lots of work to do. Denalic back up to his feet and gets away, 14-1. Takedown will end this for Denalic.
Yep, 14-1.
But with those three-point takedowns, takedown for Gonzalez makes this a lot closer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gonzalez trying to come out the back door here. And does, and is going to score the takedown.
Three takedown, yep. So now it's 14-4. So what would have been a takedown tech ball now ends up being a 10-point match. Those three-pointers add up in a hurry. And we got a potentially dangerous. So 1:16 left in the third. Denalic leads by 10. Gonzalez with an optional start. You got to think that he's thinking about trying to set up a throw. Again, like you say, this does change the way these things work as far as how many you're behind and what you need. And
yeah, a little different strategy.
Yep, and I'm sure they'll all adjust to that as we go along.
I don't know what the strategy was there, but...
No, I don't either. Alternate start so you can jump on top of him. No, I think he's going to let him... No, nope.
Oh, he's trying the inside cradle there.
Yep.
Looks like
Denalic still leading by 10.
Denalic is content.
Yep.
With the work he's done in the first and second period. That's not a good habit to get into.
No.
Oh, there he tries to duck.
Turns his shoulder, but then he's going to get taken down again.
Now this is going to tighten up.
15-7. Yeah, you gain two a time when you instead of one with a takedown release.
Gonzalez in on the inside.
Now it's looking like he's gassing a little bit. Either that or Gonzalez is finally figuring something out here, and he got another takedown. 16-10 with 20 seconds left.
This was a 1 point away from being a tech fall, and
yeah.
Gonzalez got a bar, and he's going to try to run this, but he's going to run out a little bit of time.
Chicken wing. Yep. So Gonzalez, too little too late, but a nice charge there toward the end. Give you some confidence coming into the next match if they should ever see each other again.
Correct. Well-wrestled match.
Tries to cement Mixer and
good
is unable to do
by...
so. Denalic wins by a score of 16-10.
Good first two periods by Denalic and a great third period by Isaiah.
Yes, for sure. And Gonzalez is a runner-up in the Dick Maher invite. And now Matt 2 is who?
Red Bull.
Okay.
And Wasika. This must be... you said his name.
Who's that?
Wasika name.
Barnett. Must be. Yep. Gotta believe. And then do we have Colby and Kadada? Is that one done already? 172?
Where's Kadada? Where's Kadada from?
Triton.
Nope.
Over there.
Nope, that's not them either.
Nope.
So we haven't seen that one.
Who's this? That must be this match then.
The Wasika kid.
Yep.
And the Red Bull. This is 189.
Nope. 60?
Yeah, Barnett. Barnett
Faber. And Faber. Barnett and Faber. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, they're on 189 down there.
Yeah. So we're going to get the 215 in the heavyweight. I'm guessing the heavyweight match won't last the period.
No, Cool's pretty solid in a lot of ways.
Yes. Very much so.
Both physically and technically and just as a wrestler. So we'll call this Red Bull match on the center mat with Barnett and Faber.
Oh, we gonna get a pin on the first mat.
Barnett's in deep and gets a takedown on Faber. Faber goes down 3-0 to Barnett. 36 seconds and counting in the first period. Barnett leads. And Barnett riding on the right side.
And Kubel's going to wrestle right now on mat 3. So then we'll get the 215-pound final. And that's there's only one more match to be called then.
Right.
Right? Because what are we here?
215. This is 60.
60. 72.
89's been done.
Yep. So heavyweight and 215.
Yep. 13 weights. So Matt 3 on deck. So I don't know why they did the heavyweight before the 215.
Well, because they had already called to a specific
But now they're calling him on deck on 3. Wouldn't they just be on deck on the first open match?
Oh, I'm guessing Lars probably figures Kubel's going to end this match before him.
Yeah, he's not so awful. That's not a bad guess. He is ahead 3-0.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That hurt. Right down to his knees.
The Highway 60, 285-pound championship. Because it's Wasika and, right?
13. Oh, 60.
Highway 60. State Highway 60.
State Highway 60 would connect
the Wasika.
And?
Oh, no, 14.
14. But,
14, yeah.
But 13 would connect Waterville and Wasika.
Would it?
Yeah, straight north out of Wasika. So, I don't know. It depends where Kugel's from.
Yeah.
Did we decide he's a Waterville kid, didn't we? On the football
I thought
team?
We thought so, but yeah. We've never been right all the time. Just most of it.
Kubel, a Waterville kid or a Janesville kid or Waterville? We were right. Football team this year, right, Waterville?
Yep. See, Titty, it's not just a hat rack, buddy. It's not just a hat rack.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then.
Yep. You take enough shots, you're eventually going to be right. Oh, that's
That's tight. Kubel's got it tight. There's 12 seconds is all, but left.
And I was going to just say kudos to Lars for picking the correct mat.
Oh, but.
But he's not.
Nah. And he gets it right before the.
2 seconds left.
So, winner by fall in 158, Kubel.
Did he win the state tournament last year? Did he win the state last year?
Yeah, we had that one too.
We were correct twice. So he's a two-time state champ.
So if you can't hear Sean, he's talking to some folks from Waterville, Legion, Morristown, Janesville, Waller, Pemberton. It's not because he's not trying to talk to the folks in the radio land. So,
Two-time. He's a two-time defending state champ.
Yep.
And a heck of a football player, too.
Yep. And he won his first one when he's got a lot of height. He's gotten a lot of height in the past couple years.
Yeah.
His first one, he was, I'd want to say, about 6 inches shorter. And still a beast. So, we got, this doesn't look like 215.
This is 215 down here.
This is a third place match on mat two, the way it sounds.
No, this is the championship. This is Barnett.
Oh, Barnett. Okay. What did he say, though, about... I thought he said third place.
No, he's probably just...
Mat three.
Announcing who won.
Yeah, okay. See, I'm getting deaf.
Okay, going to kick it to go to overtime, looks like, in the Texas-Georgia game, if you're driving and wondering.
Yes. If he makes it,
yep,
how many yard?
Looks like a 38-yarder to tie it up with 20 seconds left.
St. John's lost on a 37-yarder earlier today with 2 seconds left, 41-38.
So, well, we're done with local kids, are we not, then?
Yeah, we are. We can highlight what's happened. So we'll talk to you about what's happened here with the wrestlers that were in the finals for the Bucks and the Longhorns. So Drake Engleby is your Dick Maher champion with an 8-5 victory in the finals at 121 pounds. Timmy Nagel drops a close 1-0 decision to Noah Gonzalez at 127. Noah Gonzalez, the Longhorn, at 127 is the champion with a 1-0 decision over Timmy Nagel. The Niebuhr kid from USC, what did he do?
He got beat.
He got a second place finish, and Walters was a second place finisher, and Isaiah Gonzalez was a second place finisher. So the champions for the Bucks was one, Drake Engleby, and for the Longhorns is one, Noah Gonzalez, 127.
Yep. That's it.
That's it for the Longhorns or the Bucks that are champions at the Dick Maher Invitational. So it's been a great day of wrestling, Sean.
It's been a long day.
What's that?
It's been a long day.
It has been a long day. And we want to thank Travis and Reese back at the station for being our engineers today. And we're going to sign off and say thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
You got her.
AM 1560 and 95.3 FM as we're 19 minutes away here from 7 o'clock. And we have lots more of your favorite classic hits coming your way here on KBEW.
This brings to a close another broadcast day on 1560 AM KBEW in Blue Earth, Minnesota. AM 1560 will return at 6 AM tomorrow morning. We invite you to continue listening on 95.3 FM or on our website at KBEW98country.com.
1560 and 95.3 KBEW. More Sunday Minnesota Vikings football. Vikings taking on the Falcons. Pregame at 11, kickoff at noon. Catch it on the FM side at 98 Country and, of course, Fan Line to follow. Again, that is on 98 Country. And, of course, the great songs you know and love right here, KBEW.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
KBEW.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on, the feeling's here. That only comes this time of year.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having.
KBEW reminds you to catch up on the Wells Area News every weekday morning at 9:40 and 11:55.
Been a pack of lies.
is KBEW Blue Earth, a service of Riverfront Broadcasting. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Three American officials tell CBS News it's not a matter of if but when rebel forces will capture the capital of Syria, Damascus. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad is nowhere to be found. The UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen, wants meetings to begin that will lead to an orderly political transition.
This must be the start of a process that leads to the realization of the legitimate aspirations of the Syrian people and the restoration of the sovereignty, independence, and unity and territorial integrity of Syria.
In South Korea, an attempt by the legislature to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived imposition of martial law has failed because most of the president's fellow conservatives boycotted the vote. But CBS's Raimi Innocencio in Seoul says that may not be the end of it.
A top South Korean law firm we spoke to said that the legislature can still try to impeach the president if they just tweak some of the wording in the bill. Lawmakers say they are willing, and as you can hear, they have a lot of support.
Indeed, thousands of people have been surrounding the National Assembly building in Seoul. President-elect Donald Trump made his re-entry onto the world stage today at the reopening of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. More on the ceremony from CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The reopening drew leaders from around the world, including Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He met with Trump and Macron before the ceremony, saying on social media it was good and productive, and that they resolved to keep working together to end Russia's war with Ukraine.
The 861-year-old cathedral was heavily damaged by fire 5.5 years ago. The hunt for the killer of United Healthcare's CEO has now expanded to include more than 80 police departments across the country. CBS's Anna Schechter says police believe the suspect may have traveled to New York on a bus.
A bus trip is very helpful because it's a physical thing that investigators can take a look at. That's part of their casing. We know it originated in Atlanta. It's unclear when the person of interest boarded that bus.
Older Americans have until midnight tonight local time to decide on their Medicare coverage. Here's Medicare expert Philip Moeller.
December 7th isn't the end of everything. Medicare has lots of enrollment periods. The first quarter of next year is called the Medicare Advantage Special Enrollment Period. During the entire first quarter of next year, anybody with a Medicare Advantage plan can change to another Medicare Advantage plan. Anybody with original Medicare can get a Medicare Advantage plan. So, in effect, open enrollment doesn't really end on December 7th for a lot of folks.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My phone.
Hear that? It's the sound of a skater dropping her phone and smashing it on the ice. Yep, it's definitely broken. But at Verizon, we got you. For a limited time, trade in any phone, any condition for one of our top brands and get a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus on Unlimited Ultimate and Watch 7 and Tab S9 FE 5G. That's up to $1,900 in value. So you'll save big on three great gifts. Only at Verizon. Service plan required for watch and tablet. Up to $1,900 value based on phone, watch, and tablet. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Food banks say they're experiencing a surge in demand.
More and more Americans are having to rely on food banks. Robert Gager heads up an organization called Shepherd's Heart in Waco, Texas.
Usually this time of the year we see an increase, but this past couple of weeks we're seeing more of an increase.
Caitlin West is with the Temple Christian Outreach in Waco.
Every single Thursday we have more and more clients lining up, more and more new faces that we've never seen before.
Managers of many food banks fear they may run out of supplies this month. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
The New York Rangers have reached a deal with Igor Shesterkin that will make him the highest paid goaltender in NHL history. Shesterkin has agreed to an 8-year extension worth a reported $92 million for an average annual value value of $11.5 million. He's been one of the best at hockey's most important positions since debuting in 2020. He has a 144-68-18 record. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Maybe you're settled at home alone or with loved ones, covered in blankets, about to watch your favorite show. It's cozy, it's calm, and you're ready for a perfect night in. Therapy can feel a bit like that, a place for comfort, a time when you replenish your energy and take care of yourself. And hey, you can even do it without leaving that same cozy couch. This season is the perfect time to give therapy a try, right from the comfort of home. With BetterHelp, get matched with a tailored therapist based on your needs and preferences, entirely online. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/remedy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/remedy.
Here's your weatherology forecast. I'm meteorologist Jay Marslick. We're looking well above our average highs, and as we head to the weekend, we're looking at a slight cool down for Sunday with highs in the upper 40s, and by Monday, we'll return to the low 40s. Average highs around this time of year, 29 degrees, and our average low is around 12 degrees. Tonight, we're looking mostly clear at the low around 26, with west-southwest winds around 10 miles per hour. On Sunday, we're looking at lots of sunshine again with a high near 49 and south winds around 10 miles per hour. Sunday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 30, west-southwest winds around 10 miles per hour as well. Heading into Monday, we're looking at lots of sunshine again with a high near 41, with west winds around 10 to 20, gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Heading into Monday night, we're looking mostly cloudy with a low around 19, with northwest winds picking up to 15 and gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jay Marslick, and that's the latest weather on KBEW. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Yeah.
It's Raspberry Beret as we're rolling nonstop with Andy Williams, Happy Holidays, Rod Stewart, Young Turks, and Errol Smith, Sweet Emotion.
Yeah. It's beginning to sound a lot like
Christmas, Christmas,
Christmas.
1560 AM, 95.3 FM, KBEW.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday. The holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll be coming down the chimney down.
He'll have a big fat pack upon his back,
yeah,
and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick and on a Christmas tree. It's holiday season,
the holiday season.
So hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Andy Williams, happy holidays. Ace of Base, a sign, waiting for a girl like you. Foreigner and Dean Martin, a Marshmallow World, coming up.
If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800-570-0200. That's 800-570-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel Frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic Frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Salted caramel Frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
It's football season, and Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. Whatever you're craving. From 2-to-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats is dropping deals all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
1560 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW. 760 AM and 95.3 FM. KBEW.
Your classic hit.